What's up, everybody? Welcome to I guess the first official episode of Tiff's Picks. Last week I sent it out to just a few specific people, called Test Run, just to see how easy it was to upload to certain platforms and, you know, kind of get the hang of it. So I guess this is kind of the first official episode. So for that I say welcome. Thanks for being here. I don't quite have an upload schedule just yet. My life's been kind of a little bit crazy the last month, so I've just been doing it in whatever free time that I can kind of muster up at the moment. So tonight's the night, Tuesday night. It is currently 7:36 p.m. My wife's out to dinner with some of her friends, so I was like, all right, this is the time we're going to do it. I'm going to sit down, I'm going to force myself to do it, and we're just going to go. So yeah, welcome. So I was kind of bored at work today. And I kind of wrote down an outline of kind of how I wanted the show to go. So, again, this is all trial and error until I get kind of a flow state that, you know, I'm comfortable with and I like to do. So, yeah. So, if you hear me wiggling like the paper in the background, that's that. I work at a pharmacy. There's not much going on all the time. Shout out to my pharmacists, I guess. Yeah. So, let's get right into it. First, we're going to recap the weekend. We're going to look at some games I watched. I wasn't able to watch all of them. I was able to watch most of them. Shout out to the YouTube quad box, multi-view, whatever. Best thing that's ever happened to me. I can pretty confidently say that. I was sleeping on it, okay? Last year, I didn't do it at all. I was stubborn. My brother would do it. He would send me pictures of it. It looked great. I see it on Twitter all the time. But I wasn't a believer. But I am now. Not sponsored by YouTube TV yet. Hit me up. So we're going to recap the weekend. All right. So I wrote a few games down here. Kind of a little bit of a rapid fire deal, I guess. So Illinois versus Duke. Great game. If you're an Illinois fan. Duke, I mean, I don't know. I thought Duke was at least going to cover the spread here. Which I think was Illinois 6.5. I thought Duke was a bit of a money bet here. Did not happen. Killed themselves in the turnover battle. Absolutely killed themselves. Illinois looked like a more physical team in the trenches. Better quarterback. Way better quarterback. I'm blanking on his name. Right now I should have been prepared with that. So I'm going to put a note in here for a little self-edit. Edit. Week. Why can I not think of his name? Luke Altmaier. Duh. Ole Miss transfer. Sorry about that. Anyway, I'm pretty sure Duke outgained Illinois too. Yeah. Their quarterback threw for 334 yards and two touchdowns, but again, one interception. And then Luke Altmaier threw for three touchdowns. So yeah, very impressive win from the Illini. College football playoff, certainly a possibility for them, which is crazy. My boy Brett Bielema doing great things down there. Or up there. I live in Georgia, so it would be above me. And yeah, so great game there. Illinois moves to 2-0, number 9 in the AP poll now. And then let's see who they play next week. Illinois schedule. Should have that pulled up in here in just a second. Can't spell schedule for shit. They play... Looks like Western Michigan. Oh, that's right, MWU. Again, that's pretty much a lock and a win there. Speaking of what should be a lock-in win is USF versus Florida. Great transition. Yeah. I mean, what can I say that hasn't already been said about this game? Florida, this was maybe the easiest game on Florida's schedule for the next 2 months, which is just... terrible for them. I mean, they go straight into LSU this weekend, where they're gonna get pounded. I don't see a world where Florida rebounds this. USF looked better in the trenches. I mean, it's one of those games that, like, USF didn't do everything perfectly. Both teams looked pretty sloppy, but Florida looked sloppy. They had that player spitting on people. Is this a trend now, players spitting on people? I mean, Jalen Carter last Thursday. I mean, did we learn nothing from that? That was 2 days prior to this game. How do we think this was a good idea? Game's on the line. USF's driving, and you decide to spit on somebody. Like, why is that your reaction to anything? Spitting on another player. If I'm Billy Napier, I'm taking that kid out of the game for the rest of his life. Like, that kid's crying on the sideline if I'm that coach. He's never playing again. And then I think I saw a statement today. Someone sent me that Billy Napier is going to force the kid to apologize publicly. That's not enough. That's not enough. You were, what was Florida ranked? Like number 12, top 10, somewhere in there? Unranked now. No one believes in you, Billy. Like, again, just a disastrous matchup from Florida's side. Yeah, I mean, that's the easiest game they have. They're at Florida. Florida's at LSU, at Miami. Get Texas at home, at A&M. Get Mississippi State at home. We'll get into them later. Florida, Georgia. Florida at Kentucky. Florida at Ole Miss. Tennessee and Florida State. That is the hardest schedule in the country. It's not even close. So, good luck, Florida. Good luck, Billy. Hope you enjoy your buyout money. You'll probably be in Cabo by Thanksgiving. Best gig in America, being a failed college football coach. So yeah, good luck to you. On to the next recap. I'm going to go ahead and pull OU versus Michigan out. Let me pull that game up on my little handy dandy iPad. Shout out to iPad, not sponsored, but should be. Yeah, Oklahoma 24, Michigan 13. Bryce Underwood, clearly a true freshman in this game. No confidence. Didn't look like Michigan had much confidence in him. There's times where I was like, you just got to let it rip. And then they would just run it again. Saw him and Justice Haynes on the sideline fighting. Him as in Bryce Underwood and Justice Haynes on the sideline fighting. 9 of 24 for Bryce Underwood. Pitiful. I mean, I get it. True freshman, Brent Venables defense. I walked out of this game being scared of Oklahoma. Those guys were hitting on defense. I mean, there were some times where I was scared for the Michigan's players' lives, genuinely. Yeah, I mean, just terrifying. Just a terrifying defense. I would not want to bring my team into Oklahoma at this moment in time. Pretty sloppy on offense, all things considering. Jahmyr Mutier, good day, not a great day. Also, the team's leading rusher, which I don't think has been talked about enough this week. Got to clean that up. Got to have a run game or you're going to get him killed. It's in his DNA. He takes over the game. That's who he is. But yeah, I mean, got to have a running game or yeah, it's just not sustainable. And the Michigan's defense came here to play. Was not worried about that side of the ball for them going into the season. Am not anymore. Clearly the strength of their team. Yeah, so pretty impressed with Oklahoma's defense there. Knew they would be good. Didn't know how good. Was scared for the Michigan players' lives. Those guys were hitting, getting their hands dirty. Yeah, so I like that from Oklahoma. Jahmyr Mutier, 21 of 34 for 270 yards. You know, the stat line doesn't jump out to you like, oh man, I mean, what a great game from Jahmyr Mutier. But he made some throws this game that I was like, man, I mean, did Oklahoma get the steal of the portal? So, TBD. Some people have him winning the Heisman. I don't see that. I don't see Heisman caliber. Again, it's only week two. I didn't see him and be like, yeah, that's the Heisman winner. I don't know the odds. I sure know the Heisman odds. Yeah. So I know week one, Cade Klubnik, after the Texas massacre in Ohio, that Cade Klubnik was the leader after that, but surely he's not anymore. All right. Kansas versus Missouri. Thought Kansas was going to win this and cover. Spread there was 6, 6.5, depending on where you looked. Missouri covers. Kansas just at the end, they just didn't have it. They didn't have what's the word I'm thinking of? They didn't have the stamina. They were clearly smaller in the trenches. Maybe a little bit faster than Missouri, but you know, Missouri had the depth. They had the experience to close the game out. I was pretty impressed with what I saw from Missouri. I've been pretty high on them for the past few years. I think Drinkwitz does a great job there. I think he's a great recruiter. Kind of a perfect fit there. Bo Prabula threw for 334 yards and 3 touchdowns. Went 30 out of 39. That's pretty crazy for a guy making his third or second career start. Penn State transfer. Thought he looked really good. I thought Jalen Daniels also looked really, really good. Kind of an all-star quarterback matchup, which if you would have told me a couple years ago that Missouri and Kansas would be in this position, I would have probably laughed in your face. But yeah, Missouri had the depth, stamina. Kansas just kind of ran out of gas there at the end. Off to a quick start. I think Drink's doing a great job. I think Lance Leipold's doing a great job. If he is not, I mean, if I'm a team and I fire my coach, he's one of the first calls I'm making, Lance Leipold. Along with a USF's head coach, Alex Golish. Great coaches. Yeah, really, really impressed with both of those teams. Unfortunately, one of those teams had to lose. It was Kansas. And then on to my favorite game of the day, Mississippi State versus Arizona State. I just kind of had a feeling, y'all. Arizona State going into Starkville. People forget this game was really, really, really close last year at Arizona State. Mississippi State kept it real close. I think it went into overtime. Don't quote me on that, but I think that's what happened. And Mississippi State went out there and they kicked their ass in the first half. I mean, dominated. Offensively, defensively, Arizona State made some adjustments. They ran the ball a lot in the second half. To their credit, they did take the lead. And then, the Mississippi Miracle. Great game. I mean, great game from just a viewing standpoint. Love the Mississippi State program. Good for them. I mean, their coach died. So, yeah. Very, very happy for them. So, I'm going to do something a little weird here. Now is when we're going to get into an intermission. Hopefully, eventually, this is where I'll be able to play ads. But until then, I'm going to do a question of the week, which I had one of my friends send me. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put a Google Doc in the show notes so someone could send a question in and I can answer it. So the question of the week is, watch one movie for the rest of your life. What is it? I had to think about it. I thought about it all day at work, and I don't have an answer until right now, I think. I think I would pick the 2000 classic from the Coen brothers, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? What a movie. Shot in the Mississippi Delta. That's where I'm from. Rep the Delta. Love the Delta. Shout out the Fighting Okra. That would be the movie I would watch for the rest of my life. Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? That would be my answer. Would love to hear y'all's answer. Yeah. Another thing I wanted to talk about was the New York Times mini crossword. It was free. Now it's not. Luckily, my wife has a New York Times subscription from where she works. And yeah, last night I did the September 8th or September 9th New York Times crossword puzzle in less than a minute. I've never done it that quick before, but today or last night I did. They released it a couple hours early. I don't know why they do that. So, the New York Times September 9th mini crossword puzzle. I did it in under a minute. Not many people can say that, but I can. So, I'm going to flex it. All right. Like I said, hopefully one day I'll have ads in the intermission part instead of this, but thought it could be a fun little wrinkle before we set up to the week 3 slate. So, without further ado, the first game of the slate that I've got my eyes on is Clemson versus Georgia Tech at noon. Clemson, Georgia Tech at noon Eastern. So it's Georgia Tech at Clemson. The spread here is 3.5. The over-under is 54.5. I've seen enough. Clemson was my national championship pick going into this year. I love Clemson. I thought, surely this is it. They had some of the top talent coming back in the nation, top returning percentage of talent in the nation. But sometimes you are just who you are. They returned all the coordinators. Dabo, I mean, in his like 30th season. I thought this is it. And then they play LSU and they lay an egg offensively. Not what I was expecting. I was not expecting a defensive game there. And Clemson just looked unimpressive. They looked uninspired to me. And I'm pretty high on Georgia Tech. So, Georgia Tech 3.5. I have them out right there. Haynes King's a dog. Good thing they took a bye week between week one and now, because that guy took a beating at Colorado, and I'm not sure he makes it through the season. I hope he does. I would never wish an injury on a player. I love watching Haynes play. I don't think he makes it to the end of the year. That's just me. He takes so many hits. But I'm taking Georgia Tech out right here, pretty handily. I just like what I see there, and yeah. So let's go into the next game here. Sorry, my iPad messing me up real bad right now. Okay, we got Georgia versus the University of Tennessee Knoxville. I'm trying to pull up the spread here. I don't know why I'm not seeing that. Georgia favored by 3.5 at Tennessee. Haven't loved what I've seen from the Dogs so far this year, but it's pretty low on Gunnar coming into the season. I'm lower now. I think that they've looked pretty sloppy on both lines of scrimmage, even versus Marshall. I don't think they recorded a sack. Don't quote me on that. I think that's true. I'm gonna have to do better at fact checking as we go along. So I'll correct that if need be. But Georgia favored 3.5 at Tennessee. Y'all, I'm not high on Tennessee either, but I think they've looked better than Georgia. They've played better competition than Georgia. So give me Tennessee 3.5 outright in this game. Joey Aguilar has looked like he's been in Josh Heupel's system forever. Gunner, no touch on the ball. I really think that's the difference. I don't think Tennessee is a better overall roster, but I think the quarterback position there matters. And so give me Tennessee here, 3.5. Vols, I guess. Then we're going to look at USF versus Miami. USF, maybe the best resume in the country. Who would have thought that coming in to week 3? But here we are. Miami, great one versus Notre Dame, week 1. And it looks like Miami, 17-point favorite over South Florida. Give me South Florida to cover. Not sure that they're going to win this game, but I'm sure they'll cover it. I'm going to take Miami to win, high on Carson Beck. Speaking of Georgia, can't believe they let this guy go. Think he has the ability to be the number one overall pick taken in the 2026 NFL draft. I think he's the best quarterback in the country. I think you saw that versus Notre Dame. best quarterback performance of the weekend, easily. Not even close. I mean, Josh Hoover at TCU had a great night the next night versus North Carolina. I do think Carson Beck is the best player in the country. I think you'll see that going forward. Going to take Miami here. I'm not going to take them to cover, but I'm going to take them to beat USF. And shout out to USF. I mean, even if they lose this game, I think they should be ranked. So we're going to an SEC matchup now. Ole Miss versus Arkansas. Let me get a spread pulled up here for y'all. Ole Miss, Arkansas. Ole Miss is a 7.5 favorite over Arkansas as of right now. I think it's Arkansas at Ole Miss. So obviously that is a factor. I mean, the Sam Pittman party is over. I'm dancing on the grave. I'm doing the gritty on Sam Pittman's grave at Arkansas. This is clearly his last year. Sorry, SMU fans, but Rhett Lashley will be the next head coach of Arkansas. September 9th, 2025 at 7:57 p.m. I'm making that prediction. I am Nostradamus when it comes to things like this. So, yeah. Then you got one of the 7:30 slots. You got Texas A&M versus Notre Dame. Let me pull up the spread here. This is kind of a coin flip for me. I don't know who I like. Notre Dame is a 6.5 favorite over A&M. I don't know. I really don't know. I haven't watched enough A&M to kind of know what I like. I watched Notre Dame, Miami, Carr. I mean, jury's still out there. Jury's still out on Marcel Reed, but I think A&M has a talent difference here. I think they're better coached. I like Mike Elko a lot. Boring style of football. But A&M's going to wear you down, and that's how they're going to beat you. They're going to wear you down. They're gonna run the ball, and then in the fourth quarter, they're going to pull away. I like A&M to win out right here. Vanderbilt versus South Carolina. My heart's telling me Vanderbilt. Diego Pave has been talking all the smack in the world. And I love it. I love it when a player does that. It's my favorite. I love a cocky, confident player. South Carolina is an 8.5-point favorite. Man. I've been thinking about the A&M game and the Vanderbilt game all day. Who am I going to take? I'm taking South Carolina to win, not cover. The overall on this one is 54.5. Smash the under on that. No way in hell that the 54.5 is going to hit. So hit the under on that. South Carolina wins. Vanderbilt covers. Let me look at us. What else I got? Hopefully we'll have some more analysis next show. I keep saying a lot. I gotta correct that too, guys. I'm gonna watch the film. I'm gonna get better. This is an improving thing. I've had a lot of fun doing this. Let's see if I can't get it to 30 minutes. So that's kind of what I got. It's been a hell of a season so far. I mean, Alabama versus FSU. Nobody saw that coming but me. I knew FSU was going to win that game. I'm a Gus Malzahn guy. Shamefully a Gus Malzahn guy. I think he's awesome. He's a winner. I can't believe Auburn fired him. I'm just going to go ahead and get the cat out of the bag. I'm an Auburn fan, diehard Auburn fan. I try not to keep my bias. I'm trying to remove my biases from the show. It's been difficult. It's been real difficult to do. Auburn looked great versus Ball State. I mean, we're winning the national championship. I don't mean that, obviously, but I might cut that part out. I don't know if I want people to know that yet. But yeah, that's what I got so far this week on Tiff's Picks. Stay tuned. Again, I don't really have a schedule for this thing yet, but I know we'll get there. Yeah. So I hope you all have a great rest of your day, and I'll see y'all soon. Thank you.